Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about small business development in Billings, Big Arm State Park on Flathead Lake, and the winter bison hunt near Yellowstone National Park. It's Wednesday, December 4th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. Authorities have arrested a juvenile male in connection with Monday's unfounded bomb threat at Big Fork High School. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports Flathead County Sheriff's Office made the announcement yesterday.
The Flathead County Sheriff's Office announced that it arrested a juvenile male Monday for allegedly calling in a bomb threat to the school. The male has been charged with intimidation. Sheriff Brian Hino.
Yesterday, we were able to further investigation, and a juvenile male was located and taken into custody. We're holding the male's name at this time, and the investigation is continuing.
School officials received a short, non-detailed message saying there was a bomb in the high school early Monday morning. School officials evacuated the building, and law enforcement was able to search the school. Students returned to class by 9 a.m. after police found no evidence of a bomb. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Wyoming highway authorities have rescued a semi-driver and a passenger stuck on a snowy mountain road closed for the season. The Billings Gazette reported Monday that the truck was hauling snowmobiles on a Wyoming state highway before turning east on Highway 212 towards Montana. Authorities say GPS directions led the driver past warning signs indicating the road closure before the truck got stuck, and the driver called for help Friday. Yesterday, the federal government awarded a Billings agency just over $2 million for business development in Yellowstone County. Kayla DeRoche reports.
The U.S. Economic Development Administration, under the Department of Commerce, granted public-private partnership Big Sky Economic Development $2 million for a business growth project. Big Sky Economic Development plans to turn a decade-old building in downtown Billings into a center for entrepreneurship training and small business development. That's according to Business Director Melanie Schwartz with Big Sky Economic Development.
We know that entrepreneur ecosystems actually bring people to the community. So again, you're just kind of driving and churning that market for people to come and want to be in Billings.
In the service of that mission, Schwartz says they'll turn the historic Montana National Bank building on North Broadway into a co-working space for entrepreneurs, a training facility, and a new office for Big Sky Economic Development. Under the Trump administration's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, the federal government awards so-called Opportunity Zones, areas designated as low-income, like Yellowstone County, with funds for business development. It encourages investment in those areas with financial incentives, like tax breaks. According to a U.S. Economic Development Administration press release, the $2 million grant will be matched with local funds, and the project should lead to 95 jobs and generate more than $6.5 million in private investment. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A 23-year-old Montana man faces 24 criminal charges, including 8 felonies involving the illegal killing of 3 elk in August. The attorney for Earl Arbenez of Roundup says his client will plead not guilty on all counts in Muscle Shell County District Court. The charges carry a maximum possible penalty of $278,500 in fines, as well as 83 years in prison or jail. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is one step closer to purchasing the land that makes up Big Arm State Park on Flathead Lake. Officials say the deal is critical to maintaining the important public access point on the lake. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation released an environmental assessment Tuesday outlining how much FWP would need to pay for a permanent easement for the land the park sits on. DNRC currently leases the land to FWP. Those proceeds help pay for schools, but as the value of lakeshore property has increased, so too have the annual lease payments, which are legally required to be at market value. Dave Landstrom with FWP says this assessment outlines two options for a one-time payment that would give the agency permanent control of the property.
That fulfills DNRC's mission of generating revenue for schools in Montana, and it would also facilitate FWP than continuing to maintain that important recreation site on Flathead Lake for camping and boating and fishing.
Under the assessment, FWP could pay a little over $8 million for the current 218-acre parcel, or $10.6 million for that land and another 23 acres. Earlier this year, the state legislature appropriated $12 million for FWP to purchase the easement.
And as you can see from the proposal there, we came in below that. Significantly below that. So that helps us out a great deal.
Public comment on the assessment is open through January 3rd. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A federal court in Montana on Monday denied a temporary halt on the winter bison hunt near Yellowstone National Park. Rachel Kramer reports.
U.S. District Judge Susan Waters declined to stop the long fought over hunt after not seeing evidence that residents near Gardner would be permanently harmed by it. Gardner resident Bonnie Lynn and a group of locals sued to stop the hunt this fall, saying it was unsafe to residents, hunters, and visitors. Bison migrate out of Yellowstone every winter in search of food at lower elevations. Their path funnels through Beatty Gulch, a small area of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest where hunters wait for the animals to arrive. It's across the road from Lynn's home where she has rental property. Waters' order said there wasn't sufficient evidence that the hunt has a negative impact on businesses, increases the risk of brucellosis, or causes irreparable trauma because, quote, the plaintiffs could choose not to watch the bison hunt. Waters wrote, halting the hunt would, however, likely cause hardship on the tribes who rely on bison for food and cultural preservation. Treaty rights were also taken into consideration. Several tribal representatives at the Interagency Bison Management Plan meeting in West Yellowstone Tuesday said they could not comment on the litigation. The group cooperatively looks at bison management in the area. Nathan Varley, president of Bear Creek Council, a citizens group from Gardner that works on wildlife issues, says he understands why the lawsuit was filed.
In the winter, when the hunt is going on, there's of course a lot of traffic, gunfire, carcasses, that kind of thing going on. And I could see how that would be a difficult thing to either live with or run a business around.
The lawsuit filed by Gardner locals is challenging the National Park Service and U.S. Forest Service. Here's Mary Erickson, forest supervisor for the Custer-Gallatin National Forest.
Now, as this works its way through the court process, there will be a schedule of briefings and all the other legal steps, and I wouldn't speculate on how long that would take and how that process would play out.
Montana's hunting season for bison began November 15th and extends into February. The tribes set their own start and end dates. Around 100 bison were harvested by hunters last winter. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.